Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcasts. Thanks for listening. It's Graham here. Well, today's passage takes us to Luke chapter 19, where we read the story of a very small man named Zacchaeus. Let's read verses 1 to 10 together. This is what it says. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. "He's gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner," they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, "I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today. For this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." Well, to be a fly on the wall of Zacchaeus' house that day, as he and Jesus had tea together, and as they had a heart-to-heart, deep conversation about the things going on in Zacchaeus' life. I wonder what they spoke about. I wonder what it was that Jesus said that brought such a radical transformation in Zacchaeus' life, as we look at this encounter he had with Jesus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and not just any tax collector. We're told he was a chief tax collector, not just in Jericho, but in that whole region. He was well high up the chain. And if you know anything about tax collectors, as we've said before, they were paid very little money, but they were able to make as much money as they could off the people that was extra, and any extra they earned, they could keep. Anybody tried to argue with them? Well, they had the might of the Roman army behind them. So I think it's safe to say that Zacchaeus really made his riches off the back of his community, and fraudulently taking far more money than he really was required to take. And while they suffered under the taxes of Rome, Zacchaeus was living in luxury, benefiting from the entire system. No wonder tax collectors were hated and loathed. And here was Zacchaeus, a chief tax collector over the whole region. He was a small man, but wanted to see Jesus. I wonder why. So many questions in this passage. What drove him to go to the crowd that day? But he couldn't see over the crowd, and being small and being vulnerable and being hated is not really a good combination. And so he runs ahead down the road and he climbs a tree, a bushy, leafy tree, to hide away and just get a glimpse of Jesus and maybe watch secretly from the tree to see if Jesus were to do any amazing miracle or to come out with any fantastic stories. But he was mortified. Well, I'm sure he was mortified. In my head, he was mortified when, having hidden away secretly, all of a sudden Jesus stops at the foot of the tree and looks up amongst the leaves and shouts his name. And at that moment, the whole community were looking at him, this chief tax collector, this man of power, this man who was making their lives a misery, this man who was wealthy and stinking rich. What's he doing up a tree? Is that Zacchaeus? What's he doing up there? And Zacchaeus suddenly is just exposed for the whole community to see. And Jesus knows his name. How off-putting that would be. Have you ever been in that situation where a stranger approaches you and says, ah, you must be so-and-so, and you're thinking, who is this person? How do they know my name? Who have they spoken to? And what the heck has that person maybe said to them about me? Is it good? Is it bad? I'm sure Zacchaeus wasn't really thinking, was it good? He's thinking, what does this prophet, this Jesus figure, know about me? Who's been spilling the beans? But Jesus says, come down, Zacchaeus. You and I are having lunch today. And it's at your house. I love that bit. I'm coming to yours. Hope you've got some food in. The crowd who come out enthusiastically to welcome Jesus and witness Jesus just as quickly turn on him. Why is he going to be the guest of a notorious sinner? Why is he eating with people like that? Does he not know what Zacchaeus gets up to? Does he not know the misery he's put us through? You know, it's okay to love Jesus when Jesus loves me and Jesus loves the people that I love. But sometimes it's hard to cope with a Jesus who actually seems to be fond of our enemies as well, who seems to love those that we don't love, who seems to reach out to those that we want to be rejected and dismissed. The crowd were not happy. And then there's that conversation. Yeah, what was said? Zacchaeus comes out, offers to give away half of his possessions, and then says, if I've cheated anybody, you just come knock my door and I will give you four times that which I've taken. Do you think Zacchaeus had given receipts? Do you think he kept books and records of all the money he'd taken off of people? He was suddenly making himself vulnerable towards a community who hated and loathed him. And to me, there's almost a sense here that he was allowing himself the possibility, at least, that other people were now going to take advantage of him, coming and demanding money that he probably couldn't be 100% sure whether he'd taken that money or not taken that money. But all of a sudden, the wealth of the village and the wealth of the town that had been sucked up into Zacchaeus' house and bank account was suddenly being dispersed again. And everybody was going to benefit by the change of heart of this one man. But let's not make a mistake. For Zacchaeus, this was going to be costly. Giving away half your possessions and wealth to the poor, and at the same time then giving four times that which had been taken wrongly, for a man who'd built his wealth probably on taking money wrongly, he was at risk of being made destitute. And yet he didn't seem to care. And Jesus just loved that change of heart. Jesus just loved the transformation in Zacchaeus. Salvation has come to this house today. That's a radical transformation, folks. This man is a true son of Abraham. So what can we reflect on in this passage? I think a number of things stick out for me. Number one, I wonder how many times we can be guilty, like this crowd, of regarding people and, dare I say it, judging people and subconsciously or otherwise just thinking that some people are just beyond God's help. Some people are just slightly out of reach of God's grace. Some people are just never going to be interested in faith and the things of Jesus Christ. Some people are just never going to change. The people had written Zacchaeus off. And yet here he is demonstrating in this story that actually, even in the midst of all his money and wealth and status and power as a chief tax collector, there was something within him drawing him to Jesus. And even though he couldn't publicly admit it and had the courage to come out with it and be seen amongst the crowds following Jesus, he goes and hides in the leafy tree just to catch a glimpse, just to hear a word, just to see what this Jesus was all about. Who would have thought Zacchaeus would have been interested in matters of faith? Who would have thought Zacchaeus would ever have had such a transforming encounter? Maybe there are people in our lives, maybe family members, maybe neighbours, maybe others round about us who have actually either long since given up hoping and expecting that they'll come to faith, or do you know what, we've written them off really from the beginning. Maybe God needs to open our eyes to see that actually anybody can be changed and transformed. And I guess the second thing that strikes me in this passage is that, you know, to follow Jesus and have an encounter with Jesus isn't all just fun and bubbles and froth. But for Zacchaeus, this was costly, as he had to begin to undo the damage he had done and bring restoration to himself and to his community. This was going to cost him. It was going to cost him financially. It was going to cost him in terms of his pride, his dignity. It was going to cost him in terms of making himself vulnerable and perhaps being taken advantage of by those who would want to come and get even with him. And so too, as we go through this period of Lent, saying that we want to have a fresh encounter with Jesus, and I'm sure we all mean it, I mean it, but I think we've got to be honest and say, Jesus, if that's going to be costly, then let us be willing to pay the price. In whatever way that may be costly to us, but Lord, if you're asking me to restore things, heal things, be reconciled with people, humble myself, then Lord, help us to be willing to do that. But bring about the change of heart like you did in Zacchaeus that makes us willing and able and wanting to do that. And lastly and finally, always ponder these last few words of the passage. The Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. He's still doing that even now. He writes nobody off. Salvation has come to this house, he said about Zacchaeus. You know, salvation, salvaging things, means that, you know, even when things seem wrecked and broken and ruined, it's a matter of still recognizing, do you know what, there's worth in that wreckage, and that's worth salvaging. And Jesus sees that about every single person, every single one of us, every single person you're going to see in your street, in your community, and in the city of Stirling. Jesus still comes to seek and to save, to salvage that which looks like it's about to be lost, but Jesus still recognizes its worth and value to him. And Jesus is still seeking you and me, and longing to bring the fullness of his salvation into every area of our lives. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this story and all that it has to teach us. Zacchaeus, this little small man, perhaps feeling insignificant, ashamed, rejected by his town, maybe living in his mansion with all his wealth and riches, but knowing loneliness and alienation from those whom he wanted affection from and acceptance. Zacchaeus, perhaps a ruthless man, he had to be ruthless to do the things he did. Greedy, covetous, uncaring. And yet one encounter with you, you knew his name. One encounter with you, and he's transformed into someone who's humble, generous, reaching out to his community, even laying down his life that others might be restored from the damage that he has done to them. Lord, we look for a new encounter, a fresh encounter with you. Help us to be willing to pay the price. Help us to be willing to see those round about us through your eyes. Help us to see what truly is valuable in this world. And it's not in money and possessions and things, but it's in people, and it's in lives changed and turned around. And in our prayers, and in our actions, and in our lifestyle, help us to follow you and also being people who are willing to seek and to save those who have found themselves lost, that we might bring them home to the arms of our Saviour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.